Hey y'all, welcome back to my podcast. We just gonna jump right into it today. Let me just say, this morning I woke up and I'm just not in the best of moods. I'm really having a rough morning today, and I just wanted to get on here and I just want to vent. I just want to talk. First, I would like to say thank you for those who've already listened to my previous podcast. I would really appreciate it if you would share it with your family, friends, coworkers, on your social media. I would really, really appreciate it. This podcast is going to be real raw and uncut and very unapologetic. Today, I woke up this morning. I woke up early. I tend to normally wake up early anyway. So I woke up around 4 o'clock and I just wasn't feeling myself. It just, a lot of stuff is weighing heavy on me, and it's just a lot right now. Just to give you a little, you know, backstory, just in case this is the first podcast of mine you're listening to. In my previous podcast, I talked about basically a life update, where I've been, how I've been, and a mental health, and where I am currently. Let me say this. It takes a lot for me. I can't speak for everybody. It takes a lot for me to put myself out and be vulnerable like I did. You know, I'm the type of person where I never have to really ask nobody for nothing. If I had it, if I wanted it, I would get it. And if I didn't have it, I would go get it. But I feel like even sometimes the strongest people need help at times. But it takes a lot for you to put yourself out there and be so vulnerable, and it's not reciprocated by anybody. And that puts you in a deeper depression than what you was already in. And it sucks. It fucking sucks. Let me just say this. Anybody that truly knows me personally knows I'm a giving person. I would give you the clothes off my back if I had to. And I would not think twice about it. And this is not to people who's listening to this who don't personally know me. I'm talking about my family, my friends, my coworkers, people who actually know me. I have done a lot for people. And when I do things for people, I don't tend to expect nothing in return. I have loaned people money, and I ain't never ever seen it ever again. But I do a lot for people. So for me to put my pride aside and come on this platform and ask for anything was very hard for me. And you telling me not one family member, not one coworker, not one friend said, you know what, this is out of her character. She must really need help if she's doing this. Let me go ahead and, you know, I don't have much, but I'm going to put $10 on her GoFundMe or $20. Nobody. That breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. And these are my people who come and they see how I'm living. They see how I'm struggling. They see I'm steady putting in applications because I'm trying to get another job and nothing is taken. They see first and foremost what I'm going through. They see it personally in front of their face. And you telling me not one person that I personally know. You know, I don't count nobody's pockets. Of course not. You never know people's financial situations. But I know, out of all y'all that I done helped, even some of y'all I didn't help, ain't nobody I know that say they love me and they hear from me and they got my back. Ain't nobody donated nothing. Wow. I'm fucking speechless. I'm speechless. I just want to break down and cry, but I'm trying to build up my mental strength. But it's hard for me because I see my family, I see my friends, I see my coworkers just spending money on things that they don't even need. And these are people I didn't help. Hell, these are coworkers that I didn't lend money to that I ain't never got back. Family members I didn't lend money to that I ain't never seen, ain't never asked for nothing, nothing. And you telling me as genuine as I have been to people, not one person got a heart for me? Not one person saying, no, this ain't right. Like, let's get together, let's help her because something not right here. That blows my mind. It really hurts me. Y'all excuse me. I apologize in advance if I start crying on here, but it hurts me. Because it shows me that in this world, you truly are alone. You truly are alone. These people that you have that say they love you and they would do things for you. And if you ever need anything, don't be hesitate to call. And I have put myself out here. This is embarrassing to me. I have put myself out here. And nobody, not one person, I said, you know what? Let me help her. And then the audacity of people. You know, I go to work every day. I try to pick up as many hours as I can. Because, you know, I'm literally starting from scratch here. And then I overhear a coworker talking about. They're talking about it. Oh, did y'all see? She posted a GoFundMe. And these are coworkers I have helped. These are coworkers who. Let's just put it out there, because I was going to try to sugarcoat it, but it's going to be raw, real, and uncut, like I said. These are coworkers who, your life was just off months ago. Who did you come to help you pay your light bill? I did. No questions asked. Even though I didn't really have it, I helped you. Your car about to be repossessed. You ain't have groceries. You didn't even have enough money because you called out so much. You didn't even have enough money to buy groceries. Who you call? And you telling me that nobody. It has just changed my perception on people. I'm always going to be a good person. Because that's how my grandma raised me. I'm always going to help. But it sucks when you're the one who need help. And there's nobody willing to help you. There's nobody. But my family and friends and coworkers, they would give to these things. They would give to things. They don't even know where the money is going. And they be so quick. But here you are. You see me physically every day. And it's nothing. That fucking sucks. And it hurts. And it hurts me so much. Because it's like, damn. Don't nobody really just truly care about me. They care about what you can do for them. But when you need it, they don't care. And I see why so many people, they have an epiphany in life. And then they just start cutting people off. And I don't want to do that. You know? I don't want to do that. But it sucks. It sucks when I'm hearing coworkers that I've helped, that I've loaned money, who never ever loaned, that gave me money back, talk about how they went to a certain place and they they spent the money, but they didn't like the stuff, so they just kind of threw it away. And you didn't wasted $150, but you can't even donate $10 to me. But you can just throw away $150 like it's nothing. That's crazy to me. That's crazy. And I'm like, what more do you want? What more I gotta do? You want me to get on my hands and knees and scrape up my knees and crawl to you and beg to you and say, I am in need. I am truly in need and I need this. Would that make you say, you know what? Maybe she do. What you got to see me being so depressed and so mentally drained that I'm at the mercy of doing something to myself? Then you want to say, you know what? Let's help her. I just, for the life of me, you guys, I don't understand. I really, really don't understand. And for those of you who listen to this who don't know me personally, you know, it costs nothing to be kind. You know, kindness is free. Kindness is free. But I'm just putting myself out there. I don't know any other thing to do but to put myself out there. I'm putting myself out there for people to see. And for people to hear that, you know, it's hard. Like, I'm really, really going through it. And people that say they love me don't care. I am my own support system at this point. And then, just to make matters worse, I had a cousin. Now, this cousin is, everybody got that one cousin that's the fuck up cousin, you know. They got a good job, they make good money, but they always fucking off their money. And I had my cousin text me, and I'm thinking she texted me because she saw my post that I posted about my GoFundMe. And she said, I overspent on my check. Do you think you can give me $20 to get some gas? And I am dumbfounded. And I'm just like, excuse me? Here I am asking for money. I barely have money to do anything. And you think I have $20 to give you for gas? I need gas my damn self. But it's just like, you fuck off your money. And then you so used to me being there to help you out, even though I know you fucking off your money. And you know I don't have it because you done seen it. And you're going to ask me anyways. It's crazy. People are crazy. People are selfish and people care about themselves. And this has taught me that. You know, I'm not asking for millions of dollars. I'm just asking for enough to catch up on some bills and to just buy little necessities. You know, it's embarrassing when you can't buy your minor necessities because every little penny you get, you literally got to save for bills. Because these people don't care about your financial situation. They want that rent money. They want you to pay that light bill, your car note, your car insurance, your cell phone. If you ain't paying it, guess what? Something's getting turned off. Somebody gonna get evicted. These people don't care. But that's when us as people supposed to come in and have a heart. I'm like, people waste money on fast food every day. $10 here, $20 there. I just don't know, y'all. I don't know. I'm trying to build up enough strength just to get out of bed this morning. Here it is. It's 9:56 in the morning. I've been laying in this bed woke since 4 o'clock, trying to build up enough strength to get off out of this bed. And I've already received 2 text messages of my family member and one of my coworkers asking me for money, when you know I don't have it. It's just a tough day for me today. I'm just like, when is somebody going to show compassion to me? I would like to know what that feel like. When is somebody going to be like, you know what? She always been a good person, no matter what. Even when she having bad days, she always do for people. Even if it's just being a listening ear, she always here for people. People forget that. And that's like, I'm just the joke of the day. Oh, y'all seen she posted a GoFundMe and this and that and this and this. It's not easy to put yourself out and be vulnerable like that. It's hard. It's really hard. But you want to talk about me because I'm putting my stuff on Front Street and telling people. But you're not saying how you had to sneak and ask me for money because, guess what? Your lights got turned off. And instead of you paying your light bill, you went to New Orleans and fucked your money off. And you didn't have the courage to ask nobody close to you because you didn't want to be vulnerable because you know they was going to talk about you. So you asked me, and what I did, I said, okay. And now that the shoe is on the other foot and I need some help, all you doing is talking about me. Ain't that crazy? What my grandma used to say, ain't that the kettle calling the pot black? Or is ain't that the... some, I don't know, y'all. It's some old saying my grandma used to say. But one thing I know, this too will pass. I'm going to get through this. And when I get through this, it's going to be a lot to change in my life. All these people who can, they say they're here for me and they my friends, who at this point I feel like just really stand around because they just using me. Because you're still trying to use me even though I have nothing to give. I literally have nothing to give, but yet you're still trying to take from me. I have nothing left to give. People are so fucking selfish that it's mind-blowing. When it's time to help somebody else, they so fucking selfish. And that pisses me off. It pisses me off. Because I thought for sure, and you know, maybe that's me being naive, I thought for sure that once I start posting this, because, you know, I've never done this GoFundMe stuff before. So you have to share your fundraiser. They call it a fundraiser. You have to share your fundraiser. So I already knew. I don't really have social media like that. I have Snapchat. But I have, you know, I have family and friends. You can text them, you know, your link. So I already knew for sure. Once I start sending my link out to my family, my friends, my coworkers, especially the ones I helped, I already knew I would at least be halfway to that goal because I didn't help a lot of people. So I knew it would be nothing for them to just, you know, put something on there. And every day I go on there and I checked it, and it breaks my heart. And then it's like, not even family members, you listening here today, it's like nobody. Nobody donates nothing. That's crazy to me. It's humiliating and it's heartbreaking because I'm steady checking it. I'm like, well, you know what? Maybe my family done something today. Because, you know, they steady sending you emails telling you how to share your fundraiser with people so you can start collecting money and you can start reaching your goal for your fundraiser. Nobody's donating to me. nobody. And that, it hurts. It hurts so bad. So if you're listening to this today, if you're listening to me right now, what's today's date? I believe today is August the 11th, 2023. Let me double check. Oh, no, it's August the 12th. Today is August 12th, 2023. If you are listening to me today, my link for my GoFundMe is in the description of this podcast. If you can, whether it's $5, $2, $10, $20, if you can help me, please donate to me. I'm at this point, I'm here on bended knees. I don't have nothing else to offer. If you can donate to me, I would greatly appreciate it. It would really help. It would really, really help. I'm just trying to get back on my feet, you know? And I'm, like I said, I'm not asking like some of these people. I'm not asking for thousands and millions of dollars. Just something where I can just pay my bills up until I'm able to find me a second job and I'm able to start bringing in more money and paying my bills how they need to be paid. But if you're listening to this, I pray that you're in good spirits. But I also pray that you find it somewhere in your heart. I pray that God touches you and he finds somewhere in your heart that you click on my link that's in my description and you donate to me. I'm not going to take up all y'all time because I really need to at least build up enough strength to eat something. I haven't even eaten nothing. I'm just laying here in bed in a depression. And that's not healthy. I know it's not healthy, y'all. But I'm trying. I am trying. I want to thank all y'all for listening to me. I just needed to vent, you know? I just needed somebody to talk to. I just want to thank y'all again for listening to me. And I want to say again that I hope the Lord touches you when you find it somewhere in your heart to click on the link and just donate something. Every donation I appreciate. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all Saturday. I don't know where you are at, but hopefully where you at, it's a beautiful day. Where I'm at, it's hot. I believe it's like 100 and something already. But y'all enjoy y'all Saturday. And this has been Introvert Gemini. And I will talk to you guys later.